they stay busy and the lot stays full. Customers come back, that's the rule. Auto shop goals. Can't swap cars and go the shop you own. AutoshopGrowth.com.
This is the Auto Shop Growth Podcast. Short, practical audio for auto repair shops and mobile mechanics who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, what to run in the shop before the first cold morning. September is quiet and October is not. The four campaigns to have live before the first cold snap fills your bays with no starts and heater complaints. Early September is one of the two soft stretches in the repair calendar. Summer road trips are over. School costs just landed, and the phone slows down for 3 or 4 weeks. Then one morning in October, the temperature drops into the 30s overnight. A few hundred marginal batteries in your town die at once, and the shops that prepared take the calls. You have about 4 weeks. Here's what to have running before then. Free battery and charging system test, starting the first week of October. Batteries do not fail in the cold. They fail in the heat of July and then reveal it on the first cold morning because a weak battery loses a large share of its cranking power once the temperature drops. Every summer in your market, just cooked a batch of them. Put a free battery and charging system test on the Google profile as a service, on the website, and behind a small Meta ad at $10 a day inside a 10-mile radius. Test everything that comes in for anything else at the same time and note the result on the ticket. Two effects. You sell batteries in October instead of jump-starting people in November. And you generate a list of vehicles with marginal batteries that you can text when the first cold night is forecast. The winter prep package, sold as one item. Do not list six separate services. List one, winter ready check, $89. Battery and charging test, coolant strength and condition, heater and defroster operation, wiper blades and washer fluid, tire tread and pressure, brakes and belts. Written report with photos. One decision instead of six. Give it a fixed price and a fixed time and put it on its own page on the website so it can carry ads, as covered in the website guide. In snow states, start advertising it mid-October. In warm states, rename it a pre-holiday travel inspection and run it the first week of November. The declined work sweep, done in September while it is quiet. This is the best use of a slow week and almost nobody does it. Pull every decline line from the last 6 months out of your shop management system. Filter to anything related to cold weather. Batteries, coolant, heater cores, wipers, tires, belts, and hoses. Then text each customer individually, referencing their vehicle and attaching the photo from the original inspection. Hi Marcus, Dave at Miller Automotive. When your Silverado was in for brakes in June, your battery tested weak and your coolant was borderline. Both are the kind of thing that shows up on the first cold morning. Want me to hold a spot before it gets cold? That is not a sales pitch. It is a reminder of something they already saw with their own eyes and agreed was a problem. Recovery rates on a list like this typically land between 1 in 6 and 1 in 4, at full ticket, with no acquisition cost at all. The full sequence is in the follow-up guide. Fleet calls now while budgets are still open. Local businesses finalize next year's spending in the fourth quarter. A landscaper with 8 trucks, a plumbing company with 6 vans, a church with 2 buses, a delivery outfit running 12 vehicles. Every one of them is heading into winter with vehicles that have to start every morning. 20 calls a day for 1 week in September is enough to land one or two accounts. The pitch is short, scheduled service that keeps their trucks working, priority scheduling when something breaks, monthly billing on account. Do not lead with a discount. Fleet buyers care about uptime, and one steady account outlasts any consumer campaign. Two profile details to fix this month. Check your hours. If you are running any extra Saturday through the winter, get it on the Google profile now, because only 42.4% of shops in our data set of 90,000 listings show Saturday hours at all. That is a wide open lane on the one day the dealer service lane is closed, and the customer is finally free. Set holiday hours, a week ahead of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Google prompts you, and the prompt gets ignored every year, and a profile showing hours might differ gets fewer clicks. What not to do? Do not cut prices in September. Volume is soft because fewer people are buying, not because your prices are wrong, and a discount only lowers the ticket on work you were going to get anyway. Do not add cold ad spend in a soft month either. Acquisition costs the same, and the buyers are not there. Spend the quiet weeks on the database, the declined list, and the fleet phone, then put the ad money behind the winter package when the temperature actually turns, the four-week checklist. Week one, pull the decline list and start texting. Fix hours on the Google profile. Week two, build the winter-ready check page and price it. 20 fleet calls a day. Week three, launch the free battery test on the profile, the site, and a small meta budget. Week four, turn on the winter package ads. Brief the writers on the one-line ask so the reviews come in with the volume. The shops that do this in September are booked in November. The shops that wait are jump-starting cars in the parking lot for free. Seasonal campaign builds are part of the ad services in the free 14-day trial, and the benchmark report shows where your listing stands before the season starts. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, autoshopgrowth.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for auto repair shops and mobile mechanics. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.